month was an extension of last month, the month of giving. So we are seeing in the month of giving. And I remember the first Sunday of September was thanking God for giving us Jesus. That was huge. For giving us Jesus, for being God himself coming back on this earth to come and redeem man back to himself. It was a huge thing for him to lay down all of his glory to come and do that, to come and be human like us. And the first Sunday of September, we had thanking God for the Holy Spirit. These are three in one: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He is not asking us to be what he has not made us to be. He is not asking us to give what he has not given us. Let us pray. Blessed Trinity, we are before you. Thank you for coming to us. And when you came, you suffered, you died, you were buried, you resurrected, you went back to heaven. You did not leave us comfortless. You came back full force with the Holy Spirit. In the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, you came back to us. You descended from heaven. And you began to inhabit man again, just as it was from the beginning, where you made man. And you breathed the bread of life into man, and man became a living soul. You restore back your spirit and life back to man. Thank you. Thank you. And you did not just come, you gave us gifts. Diverse gifts for diverse services, for diverse activities. And this morning, you are calling us back to that place so that we will not walk, that we will suffer loss, so that we will not be condemned even after all that you have done for us. Lord of glory, we are here before you. Please, Lord, open us up this morning. Amen. Let there be a recreation. Amen. Let there be a regeneration. Amen. Let there be a remaking. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. I always have a backup in case technology does not work. The USB for the message is inside. Praise the Lord. So even if the technology does not work, this one will work by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord for that. That is what it's all about. God in us. God in us. The message today is titled The Gifts of the Holy Spirit. It's a huge topic when we are talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We're talking about offices, skills, ability, divine abilities that the Lord has given to his people to be able to do the work of the kingdom for him. Amen? So I want us to open our Bible to Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 1, If we can have it on the board, I will appreciate it. Or if we can't have it on the board, if someone can read for us from verses 1 to 5. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. The disciples, the followers of Christ, he appeared unto them where they were gathered. I think someone was asking that question when we were having our Sunday school this morning about the different appearances of Jesus Christ after he resurrected. You know? So he came to them and they were together. And I so much love the mind of the disciples, the apostles. They ask him, Lord, remember, we started this whole thing somewhere. And we had expectations. There were interests. There were things that we were rejoicing about before you died. When you died, we thought everything was ended. There was no way forward. But hey, good, great, you are here. They were excited again. And they asked him a question. They said, Lord, will you at this time return, restore, bring back the kingdom to Israel? That's where I'm going to. Which shows what they were, you know, nothing in their hearts. They had a situation. There was an environment. There was a season. There was something that was going on that was not okay. And they were looking for the deliverer. And they knew that, oh, Jesus of Nazareth, you are the Messiah. You are the Redeemer. You are the King. You are the one that we were expecting. Now you are here. Let's talk about the kingdom. The main thing. Brethren, what do we see about this? Who are these apostles? Who are these disciples? They were Christians like us. They already knew Christ. They were already followers of Christ. Praise the Lord. And there was a time that Jesus breathed upon them. He said, receive the Holy Spirit. There was a time he sent them out, two by two. He said, cast out demons, work miracles, heal the sick, raise the dead. Appreciate the kingdom, and they were doing it. Why again would they be wondering? Why again would they be asking, will you, Lord, at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? Even though Jesus has preached over and over and said, the kingdom of God is here, the kingdom of God is this. What was the problem? They did not have correct understanding of what the kingdom is about. A lot of us today, we are believers. We believe in Christ. We love Christ. We see Christ. We are followers of Christ, genuinely. But our understanding of the kingdom is still completely out of the way. You know, when the Sunday school was going on this morning, and there is a particular place that said, let me bring it out, say, believers whose work shall be burnt shall suffer loss. And I said, believers. And the next statement say, there are a believer, there are the, these are the believers whose degree of faithfulness did not measure up to God's standard. And then again, the word faithfulness jumped at me. And I was wondering, believers, followers of Christ. It's not that they didn't know Christ. They know Christ. They are followers of Christ. They know him. But why would their works be consumed by fire, wasted? Why would their faithfulness not measure up? Those things were really coming to me. What is the missing puzzle in all of these things? And I was wondering. And another place said in the Bible that he will say to them, depart from me. I do not know you, you workers of iniquities. And they will come to you and they say, we cast out devil in your name. We raise the dead. We perform miracles. And I'm like, God, these are real, authentic works. Why would this thing not be acceptable? And somebody said this morning that unless our righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisees, he said, we will not see the kingdom of God. Who then can make this kingdom, Lord? And I was wondering. Amen? And I see that. That's why I was baffled. Like, these people were not in the meeting. We didn't do any meeting. And the whole thing is just being put together. You know, I work with children when children are putting puzzle together. You see the excitement in us. Oh, yeah, we got that. We got that. We put the puzzle. So the puzzle was coming together for me this morning. Amen? Amen. They said, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? What was the kingdom they were asking for? They want the kingdom to be earthly and from earthly perspective. Brethren, do you see yourself there? Do I see myself there? Yes, I see myself there. Most of the time, we want the things of God from the earthly perspective and in earthly form. It is not like that. Christ responded to them. He said, you will receive the Holy Ghost. And he said, do not depart from Jerusalem. Just go now. Go and sit down. Be ready. God the Father, God the Son is bringing the Holy Spirit. We are going to be indwelling with you. And that is where the kingdom begins. You are mere men. You cannot do the things of the kingdom without the Spirit. Full baptism of the Holy Spirit. You cannot go out for me. You cannot extend this kingdom that I brought, that you have received. You cannot take it further without my Spirit. You have to be sent. The Holy Spirit coming is a sending forth of believers to be God's. Amen. And I took a pause. I said, let me look at the life of these apostles. Let me look at the life of these disciples. And from verses 6 to 8, brethren, I began to look at their names, James the Great, Peter, John, Philip, Thomas. And I went and read. It's not as if I don't know a little bit about all of these disciples, but I said, okay, let me think about it again. Let me learn about it again. I started looking at their lives. Brethren, it will surprise you what these people were before they became believers. Even when they were still believers, how they were denying Christ. But when they received the Holy Spirit, there was a huge shift. Amen? James the Great, for example, a fisherman. A fisherman then was nobody. Like some of us, like somebody like me. Nobody from nowhere. I know where I'm coming from. I know where God picked me from. I know my family. I know my background. They were not reckoned with. They were not anybody. But God picked the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. The same thing, some of us. I'm not saying if you are not wretched, God cannot use you. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just using myself as an example. You can still be rich. You can be rich, you know, financial-wise, career-wise, and all-wise, and God still use you. Praise the Lord. But I'm talking about James the Great now. No, he wasn't a great speaker. He doesn't have the oratorial kind of ability to be able to speak. We are going somewhere because we are going to take the gift of the Holy Spirit this Sunday, next Sunday, and the next. We'll not talk about these gifts and the activities and the services, how we should do it so that our work are not burnt, so that we don't do the wrong things, so that we don't go where God did not send us. Amen? He was called the Son of Thunder in Luke 9, 54 to 56. Why was he called the Son of Thunder? Any little thing, say, let us call down fire, so that fire can just consume these people. And we just, let's use our power. That is how some of us we are. Or we were. Or we are see. Amen? Quick to lose his temper. Easily provoked. That was James. Rash and impulsive. Yet, when he came under the auction and baptism of the Holy Spirit, he became James the Great. That is what the Lord can do. Let's give him a hand. Let's clap for the Lord. If God can take somebody like that and use him for his glory, and he's now called the Great for the Lord, it gives me hope. Amen? Amen? Let's talk about Thomas. When Lazarus died, Thomas said, let us go and die with him. Very impulsive. He does not think before he talks. He just talks. When they say Jesus resurrected, he said, really? Me? I'm not going to believe until I see him, not just see him, I will put my hands, my finger in those spots where he was nailed. Some of us, we are like that. No matter how God is performing wonders in our lives, one moment that we have not seen him, we doubt him. But this same Thomas, he said, Lord, I believe. He called Christ Lord and God. I believe. Is he your Lord and God this morning? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Is he your Lord and Savior? It's very, very important. And when you say Lord, many will say Lord, but he's not their master. If he give you gifts, if you say he's your Lord, and you don't let him be your master, the gift that he has given to you will become idols in your life, and you can no longer please him. And those works will not be acceptable. Praise the Lord. When he told them that, go and wait, you will receive the Holy Spirit, that's where we are going to begin. Praise the Lord. It doesn't meet their standard, like a lot of us today. The Lord says, sit down and learn of me. We say, we have gifts. I know the gift I have. And I can do it. We go where God did not send us. In fact, when I was reading this place about how Jesus was telling them to go and wait and receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit before they go forth for him from Jerusalem. And he said, from there, there will be this, there will be this, there will be that. I said, wow. No wonder Jesus said, I did not come to cancel the law. He said, I came to confirm it. You know, priesthood, the Levites, the service of the Lord in the Old Testament, you have to be from a particular lineage. You have to be consecrated. You have to be appointed. You have to be selected to be able to handle the things of God. And I said, oh, it's the same thing. Jesus is saying, you cannot just go unless I send you by my spirit. Brethren, what is the Lord speaking to us here? When we start talking about the gift, the individual gift, you will see how people and how we came to get to where we are right now in the church of God. Let's go to the next slide, please. When we are talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit today, it's a different story for so many people. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why is it like that? You see people, they come out, they teach about the Bible, they quote the scripture, they make pronouncements in the name of saying we are prophesying and nothing is happening. Why? I'm asking us a question. How did we get there? The gift of the Holy Spirit, not the gift of any man. The gift of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Please, let's go back to the first slide. First one, sir. Thank you. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. I purposely delay this passage a bit because I want to do that bit of explanation before we come here. First Corinthians 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters. I'm the one that had the sisters. Praise the Lord. We are all sons of God. Okay, so my own version here did not put sisters, but I put sisters. Amen? Okay, thank you, Lord. That's why one of the reasons why you should read different versions. A lot of times some things are, you know, amen? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. Some other versions say ignorant. Praise the Lord. That word is huge. You will see the ignorance of people today in the way they profess to exhibit the gifts. And for different purposes, they, you know, use these gifts. Praise the Lord. Let's go further to verse 4. Now, there are varieties of gifts. But the same spirit. The same spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same. Lord. The same. Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is to the same Lord. Who empower them all. So each is given the manifestation of the spirit for the common good. Praise the Lord. Before we go into those individual gifts, let's talk a bit about people not knowing the truth. People not knowing the whole truth. Some people take one tenth of the truth and they make it the whole truth. And sometimes we know when you are not properly informed. It can be deadly. Not being properly informed can be deadly. If you don't have the whole truth, you don't have the whole information. It's like you take a bottle of tablet. Oh, you have been to the doctor, yes. Were you sick, right? And you were diagnosed, yes. You are given a prescription, yes. What dose should you use? I have no idea. When should you use it? I don't know. Through which route? I have forgotten. So you give the thing that is for the eyes, you drink, you give it to the mouth. What's going to happen? There will be sickness, and that can be death. And that is exactly what is happening most of the time. We don't have enough information. We have not gone back to our Bible to see that he is the same Lord. And this thing is from the Lord, and he's the one that gives it. When I say not by the man of God, I want to say that with all carefulness. Because there are occasions where people are moved by the Holy Spirit to lay hand on people and they receive gifts and blessings. Praise the Lord. But our source is not from man. It's not from any man. It's not from any secret place. It's not from any court. It's not from far away country where we don't know what is happening and how they are living and what they are doing. We don't get the gifts from those sources. About 5 years ago, or about 4 years ago, I'm not really sure exactly, somebody was working with me in my day home. You know, I had 2 day homes that time. And this lady just came from Nigeria, and she was now talking to me about how God has given them word to go to Canada and do exploits for him and all that stuff. And I was listening. And I was moved with compassion. This is the work of the Lord. Praise the Lord. This person just came with 3 children. There is no job. There is nothing. And I was going everywhere, putting everything together. And one of my sisters is here with me, that we were doing it together. We did all that we could do just to support them. And to the glory of God, they were supported. They fell at home. And she began to say some things about a particular ministry that went to India. He said, this man went to India to go and get power. He's now the latest church in Abuja. And she sat there and I said, I'm sorry, I don't think I'm interested in this story. Paul said, I just want to know Christ and Christ alone. Because initially I was like, why are you telling me this? I'm not interested. You are the one that came to Canada with all these your stories. How you even got there with many questions. But I didn't look at all those things. I took you in. I took your children. I'm doing what God wants me to do. That's if it's God that asked me to do it. Praise God. But I cannot just be praying with her and I say, go. I was doing what God wants us to do. Myself and my sister. We were doing it. But now you have brought another story inside. Somebody that, you are the one that know where they are getting power in India. And she said, let me show you. Look at where they were doing the initiation. I said, no, I'm not going to see that. I did not look. Today, I think about 3 months ago, this my same sister that we are doing the Mata ministry together. She's looking at me now. That we are the one that was doing the Mata ministry together, caring for the needy, right? We were now talking about the same church that this lady was talking about. How the man of God, have mercy on me, I'm at your altar, is not a man of God, according to my own understanding. This soul man call, or whoever he has called himself, how he was raping ladies. And how, when the different things are coming out and the way they said it, that he was using it for ritual and all that stuff, my mind just flashed back to that thing that woman was telling me about 5 years ago, that this man went to India for initiation and all that was done. Brethren, is that the work of God? Is that the work of God? And the Bible said that they are fully will be evidence. Let our heart come back to God. A lot of us, because we cannot, if people can read the scripture and learn the word of God, when they see, they should be able to understand. At least, if not the whole thing, to some extent. And they will not give themselves to the point of being used by the enemies. Praise the Lord. And this is one of the reasons why we are taking this study. You see people running from one place to the other. They are looking for man of God. They are looking for women of God. Yes, There are true men and women of God. If there is no original, there will not be fake. But the Bible says, test every spirit. Amen? Let's go to verses 28 and 29. Okay, before we go to 28, let us read from verses 8 to 11. Then we now go to 28. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of healing by one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kind of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and same Spirit, who apportioned to each one individually as he wills, not as you will, not as I will. Some people say, oh, I want to, you know, if I walk with this man of God, you know, he's doing miracles and my ministry too, my ministry can grow. My ministry, I can walk. Your ministry? Your church? When you hear people say, my church, my ministry, how that's huge. It's the church of Christ. It's the church of Christ. It's the kingdom of God. The people are the people of God. They are not your ministers. They are not your workers. Workers of the living God. People of God. Ministers of God. Amen. The Spirit of God gives you as he will. You can desire. You can pray. He can decide to. He can decide not to. He chose the people. He gives the gifts. And he gives to them according to his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are we having some questions in our mind about this? It's okay to have questions. The last phase of this series is going to be interactive session. We can ask questions, we can say what is on our mind, so that we all learn and grow and know the whole truth. And the truth will set us free in Jesus' name. If he has not given us the gift, he won't ask us to use it. So whatever you want to give to him, he has given to you. That's why we are talking about this right now. If he has given it to you, and you have it, and you're not using it, judgment. That's why I was so scared this morning when the Sunday school was about judgment. So if you have this gift of God inside of you, we talk about talents the other time, divine ability, you know, inborn abilities, and this spiritual gift, abilities too. If you have them and you don't use them to benefit the people of God, the church, the body of Christ, the judgment day, the judgment of believers. Praise the Lord. Verses 28 to 30. And God has appointed in the church, first, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then, miracles, then gift of healing, helping, administrating, and various kind of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gift of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? Praise the Lord. On a lighter mood, there was this. I had a story that a man you know, had a certain gift, and because of the gift, say, what am I doing here? I can't have all this gift and I'll be sitting there. I'm more than this. I'm going to go and do exploit for the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he went out and he started a church. And because, praise the Lord, because he could pray and things could happen. I don't know which of the gift. I don't know how, maybe the story is true or it's not. I don't know, but I had, it's a story. And he was always like praying. And when I say, Pastor, yes, we have prayed. Can we teach the scripture? Let's do a little bit of teaching. He said, no. I know what God has given to me. And he continued the prayer. Let us sing a little praise and worship. No. Let us continue to pray. And eventually, there was nobody in the church. I'm not judging him. I'm not saying God did not send him. He might be doing the will of God, truly. But what I'm trying to say is, are all pastors, are all apostles, are all workers of miracles, do all have the gift of healing? Okay. And I have another question for us. Where are the teachers in the church? Where are the apostles? Where are the pastors? Where are those with the gift of helping? Where are those with the gift of putting things together, administrative work? Where are they? As I was doing this preparation, I was praying. I said, Lord, if I'm a teacher and I refuse to teach, and I say I want to work miracles, please, right now, remove my feet. I don't care whatever it will cost me. Remove me from wherever I have put myself that you have not put me. And put me where I am ought to be for you and for your kingdom. So that on the last day, I'm not a castaway. And I want us to pray the same prayer for ourselves. We're going to be talking about, okay, if you have the gift of the word of wisdom, how does it work? We're going to be talking about it next week. If it's that of knowledge, if it's that of helping, administrative work, discernment of spirit, there are people that can discern spirits. It's a gift. They see people, they know the spirit inside of them. No matter how they make up things, they know. It's a gift. And if you don't have it and you are trying to do it, it's a sin. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As I'm rounding up, is there a Peter in the house? Is there a Thomas in the house? Is there a John in the house? Is there a James in the house? It does not matter wherever you have been to or what you have gone through. It's a new start. It's a fresh hope. It's a new beginning to see clearly and to run according to the rule. God wants us to humble ourselves before him, not to go away from his presence. Let us begin to talk to him and say, Father, I am before you. I might have done right in the past or done wrong. It does not even matter whatever the past is now. I just come to you. I come to you, Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit again. Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit that I may be able to do that which you have made me to do for you and to do it in the right way. Humbly and cheerfully, O Lord. Help me, Lord. even as you have called me this morning, I am before you, Lord. Please align my way with you. Erase my past. Whatever is wrong there, oh God. Whatever services that I've rendered that you did not send me, please have mercy. What I have said that I'm not supposed to say, Father, have mercy on me. What I have done that I'm not supposed to do, please have mercy on me. Going forward, oh God, teach me to do your work in the right way. And the gift that you have given to me and the one that you will still give to me, Lord, help me to use it to your glory. Help me to be faithful, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Brethren, a lot of believers are not faithful anymore. I want us to pray this morning. Father, I want to be a faithful believer. I want to be a faithful believer that serve you truly with my whole heart and with a perfect heart, yielding to your spirit, not doing my own thing, my own way, not for self, not for vainglory, Lord, not for self, not for vainglory, Lord, but for your only glory that bless other people, Lord, that expand your kingdom, that establishes your will, oh God. That bring glory to you, oh God. Please, the thought of my heart, the motive behind everything I do, Lord, let it be about you and your glory alone. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord of glory. Thank you, Ancient of Days. We worship you. We magnify you. We exalt your holy name. We bless you, Lord. Because indeed you love us. Indeed you excess love all the time. It's what you have towards us. That's why you keep coming to us and say, stay on your lane, stay on your lane, stay on your lane. Lord, we are grateful for this excess love this morning. As we go in the week, oh God, make us to be the light of the world. Let your spirit rest upon us mightily, oh God. The spirit of counsel, let it rest upon us. The spirit of wisdom, let it rest upon us. The spirit of understanding, let it rest upon us. The spirit of the fear of God, let it rest upon us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we have prayed.